your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents
looking into it, that they received $60,000 from in a levy from the city. They called the American Celebration, and they called Brainerd, Minnesota's 4th of July Capitol. And, you know, they make a big deal out of it, and we wanted to be part of that.
Now, George Washington said that foreign entanglements were horrible, imperialism was horrible, and I can think of nothing more patriotic than on the 4th of July going out and being involved in the community with your view that is in line with George Washington.
Well, actually, we entered, filled out the form and entered, and we said the name of our unit was Supporting American Freedoms. We were going to have a signed banner saying Supporting American Freedoms of Speech, Assembly, and Dissent. Signed saying Peace is Patriotic.
Oh, that's even worse than I thought. You were talking about the actual Bill of Rights, celebrating dissent.
Right.
And they told you, now again, in America, you shouldn't have to fill out a form of what you're going to be saying and doing. This is incredible.
Well, you know, they didn't require you to say what you're doing, but they asked, you know, what's the theme of your unit or what's the name of your unit? And the name of our unit was Supporting American Freedom. And these were the signs we're going to have. We're going to have our coalition banner, an American flag.
But that wasn't kosher on the 4th of July.
Excuse me?
That wasn't acceptable on the 4th of July.
Well, apparently not. They sent us the form on the 18th. We received it on the 19th. We faxed it back on the morning of the 20th. Didn't hear anything back. So called in on the 25th and talked to somebody who said, well, they were in the process of sending confirmations out in the next couple of days. So I didn't have any idea there was any problems of any kind. Then on the 30th, received a call from Nancy Cross, their executive director, saying that this year's celebration was honoring the military and they couldn't guarantee the safety of peace marchers and we would not be allowed to march.
So now you've got your First Amendment unless the government decides it might be dangerous. Oh, your speech is okay as long as it doesn't offend anybody. And so now you're punished because somebody out there might not like the First Amendment and
right.
might need to move to Russia.
Right, and I said that we weren't worried to march. But she said, no, it was a safety issue. It wasn't political. It was a safety issue. And I asked who made the decision, and she said the board of directors. And I asked the names of the board of directors, and she wouldn't give them to me and said she didn't want to speak any more about it.
Oh, yes, it's a national security issue. Got to be real secretive. They also obviously tried to run the clock out on you.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was only a few days before the parade that we heard.
They sat on
the application for 10 days.
So you threatened legal action. What happened next?
Threatened legal action, you know, sent the letter that you referred to. I did a follow-up call, and she said they were not going to change their mind. So we subsequently had a meeting, and there was a few people that said, well, maybe we should ask the city to apologize, but overwhelmingly people said, you know, they also got a letter from a person at the Minnesota Civil Liberties Union pretty much saying the same thing, you know, this referring to some case law and saying, you know, this is a violation of
discrimination. It's like telling blacks that, oh, you can go to the restaurant, you just got to get it out of the food out of the back window.
I said that to them. I said, so look, what if a black organization wanted to march and we thought there was racist activity in the area? We could say, well, it's unfortunate that black people can't march in parades. And they said, you know, we're sorry, we just can't do it.
Well, that was the argument used to try to block people engaging in the First Amendment during the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Was, oh, it's for your safety.
Right. So what we decided is to, you know, see if the Minnesota Civil Liberties Union had basically contacted us and looked into it a bit, and so we decided to go to them and see if, have them take it up if they see merit to the case, and they're investigating the case presently.
Well, this just shows the mindset of government, and they're doing it to liberals, they're doing it to conservatives, they tell pro-gun groups when they're standing out on the street corner with signs protesting city gun laws, the
right.
police will come and say, leave or we're going to arrest you. Your protest is dangerous.
I'll tell you another story. Early when anti-war activity was beginning before the Iraq war, I was at another community nearby, which is St. Cloud, Minnesota. There was a protest along the street, and the police stopped, told us all we had to get Oh,
so now you got a little town saying you can't know the number to the board. Oh, yes, it's for security.
I was wondering, could I give an email address if anybody was interested in contacting our local paper in support of
Oh, absolutely.
Business?
You want to give a city number out? You want to give a number out to this commission? And anything you want to do, go ahead.
Okay, letters to our local paper would be bdforum@BrainerdDispatch.com. Brainerd is BRAINERD. bdforum@BrainerdDispatch.com.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. If folks just go to Infowars.com, it's one of our top stories. We have it there, a list of the guests that are coming on today, and we have Larry Fisk listed there. We have a link to the BrainerdDispatch.com website. And on the left-hand side, down at the bottom, it says contact list. You can contact by phone number and email every department with the whitewashing newspaper. If you want to encourage them to stand up for the First Amendment, they might want to do that. You know, they are a newspaper. So, folks,
I would like to say that the newspaper, which does tend to not always support our point of view by any means, but they have covered this story and, you know, let our opinion out. And
well, I'm reading a July 3rd article, and it seems like a spin piece to me. Are there other articles?
Well, there's one thing. There are several articles. There's one thing that's been repeatedly in the paper, repeatedly, that I called them about today, and that is that the city's been saying that our application was late. And when you get the form, there is a thing mentioning July 15th. We had originally contacted them before that, and we didn't get the forms they were supposed to send. But the thing is, we were in numerous phone contacts with them. Nothing was said about any deadline. They had a recording on their machine after the 15th.
You mean June
15th? And they said, you know, on the 18th, we were talking to them, and they said, yeah. And they sent us the application on the 18th. We received it on the 19th. We faxed it right in the morning of the 20th. Nobody said anything about late, even when Nancy Cross called.
Well, yeah, I understand what government does. They lie. That's what they do.
We would not be able to march on the 30th. He said nothing about late application having anything to do with it, but now they keep bringing this up, you know, that the application was late.
Yeah, that's their excuse, your application to be part of a parade. All right, well, thank you for coming on the show, Larry Fisk, and Godspeed to you. Good luck.
I appreciate it. And what is your, what is that computer site, the website?
www.infowars.com, Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, well, I appreciate you giving attention to our issue.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't care who you are, if I agree with you or disagree with you, and I agree with you.
natural forced filtration coupled with modern state